We are stoned, and that's okay. So why don't you just stay? Sit back and listen. You don't know what you're missing. It's Talking Stoned While Getting Sports.
Welcome, fellow humans. You are listening to Talking Stoned While Getting Sports, episode 170. My name is Morgan. The guy on the other line, his name is Mr. Austin. How the fuck is it going, buddy?
Yeah, it's everyone knows my name is Mr. Austin. Not Austin, it's Mr. Austin.
No, once you get married, it changes, dude, forever.
I don't think that. If anything, I would be Mr. Dombrowski, and I just don't want that.
Well,
so yeah, I've been doing all right. We've been we're getting into spooky season here. So we've been watching some horror movies. My wonderful wife is going with her mom to a like witch festival thing. So that'll be cool. I'm not going to that. I'm going to chill out. I might have a nap today because I didn't sleep because this 29-year-old had a nightmare.
Oh, no.
It was real bad. So I woke up at about 4 and then here we are. I'm about 3 cups of coffee in and some weed. So who knows what my brain's going to do.
Well, it's a good thing that I put hockey first for a change then.
Well, I was going to say it's about goddamn time.
Well, football's over. Football's dumb. It's so dumb. It's a dumb sport.
And that, folks, is a season ticket holder for the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
That didn't even go to the last game.
I mean, fair. Why? You mean you don't want to drive 5 total hours to see?
I wasn't even going to have to drive. All I had to do is sit in the back of the vehicle.
Yeah, exactly. That's how bad it is. Hey, Saskatchewan Roughriders front office, if you're listening,
I was going to get a free ride.
That's the state of this team. Fans, lifelong, super fans,
but
not going to the games with a free ride.
To be fair, we're also talking about the same guy that sees half of that trip twice a week. And that was playing into it as well. Because I drive on that highway for work. So.
Okay. But still.
You're not wrong.
But enough about sports before we get into our plugs. God damn it. So you first. And then how are you doing?
Well, first, I actually have a question to ask you.
I don't want to answer.
Well, I'm going to ask you first.
Okay.
Brood. But didn't you mention that you and your wife were doing some type of pumpkin carving on the past Monday here? And if that's true, how did that go?
Oh, no, we have not done that yet.
No.
We decided to wait till it's a little bit closer to Halloween because you don't want the pumpkins just like rotting away.
Fair. Do you guys already have ideas or you're just going to free roam it?
Free roam. This is GTA free roam. No, we are gonna wing it, I think.
I would laugh if this is how big AAA companies figured out maps for their huge games is just carve it into a pumpkin. Be like, all right, that's what we got.
What?
Yeah. That's what my brain was thinking in that entire conversation.
Okay, hear me out then. Okay, so with that logic, GTA 6 is apparently supposed to be announced soon.
Well, it was announced.
Well, like officially, like with trailer and shit. And I don't know where I was going with that. My brain is fucked. How are you doing? What to speak so we can do plugs? I'm fucked.
No, I refuse to speak.
All right. Well, first of all, you're going to follow us at
Podzone
on Instagram, TSWDSPod.
You do our plugs and I'm going to talk about myself.
Subscribe, download the podcast, rate, review.
Go on with the plugs. Are you done?
No, I think we're good. I think I got them.
Take Captain Morgan 2 and I, oh, what was I up to this past week? I played
That's a show this past week with John Oliver. Jesus, stop ripping people off. God damn.
I'm going to rip whoever I want off to try and get listeners.
Fair point.
And no one will care until we reach at least 10. So
that's true.
We got ways to go before that point.
That's true.
Fuck, this show is a mess already. Whatever. Yeah, I played. No, I got it back in my brain. Don't make me fuck up. I'm just as messed up as you are. So you can't. Oh no, I'm losing my train of thought. Dodgeball. I played dodgeball on Tuesday. We won 10-9. So that was
Oh damn.
Yeah, it was close. It was back and forth and. Yeah, this is still rec league and stuff, but the teams are a lot more serious than what I'm used to on my Monday rec teams. And it kind of feels nice, but bad at the same time when I'm not the best player on the team anymore. Because that also means I don't have to carry the team like I did on my Monday.
That's fair.
And I'm fat already, so there's already a lot of strain on my back, so I don't need more people to strain my back.
Mm-hmm.
I can't deal with that. Well, that was loud. I don't know if that came through. Nope. Anywho, it was... It's still a lot of fun. Well, just work. No board game stuff to report back to.
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
Sports.
Yeah. Let's get into it. So
I'm all messed up since how we've done the start of the show.
Oh God. All right. Well, here goes nothing. So,
drum roll, please.
All right. I'm just going to let you sit with that.
wah, wah, wah. So, I need a soundboard. I fucking need a soundboard.
The Flames played Columbus on Saturday.
They did.
And they, well, first of all, I just want to let everyone know that they lost 3-1.
They did.
To Columbus, which... Hey,
Columbus is in third right now.
Okay, we're less than 10 games into the season, so...
Mm-hmm.
I think we should just, you know... but Canucks are going to win the cup. But anyway...
Shut up! Fuck!
So... There was a hit in this game in which the Calgary Flames and the Blackhawks, the Blue Jackets played.
Before you go any further, saying in this game is kind of...
Well, I was going to specify.
Okay.
Because there was seconds left.
There, not even that. There is like milliseconds.
0.1 seconds left in the game. The game was done. For all intents and purposes, the game was done.
Was there actually still time on the clock? Because
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think it was zeros.
Okay. Regardless, the game had just ended. And Rasmus Anderson decided that Patrick Laine needed to get fucking wrecked. And he, you can see, I'm pretty sure you can see in the video or like freeze frames mm-hmm. that he jumped into it.
Yes.
He did leave the ice. There was head contact. And I just, now, before we get to the length of the suspension, I want to say it's a dirty hit. That's not okay.
I definitely agree with that. As soon as it happened, I knew he was going to get suspended.
Yeah. It's the game's over. You lost. It's fine. Get over it. But don't be doing that. Now, okay. On the flip side of that, I'm going to flip flop here.
Ooh, flip flop.
I will say,
if you only have one, you should try and find the other one because then it would be uneven.
So. I do think this is potentially a sign of the NHL, the Department of Player Safety, which has been a joke. I think maybe this could be a sign of them starting to take things like this more serious because the head hit, right?
Yeah.
The
fact that his feet weren't touching the ice.
Well, that definitely doesn't help his case.
Although, I will say another thing. I don't know if you saw like the main photo that's been floating around of Anderson. It looks like he basically knees Laine in the face. That was not the case.
No.
Photo was taken once Laine was already starting to fall down and momentum and
yeah, no, it was that I don't nothing there.
He didn't like try and fucking
Jesus
cry but, to kick the kid or the guy. The kid.
Regardless, it definitely deserved a suspension. Now It is the longest regular season suspension since Malkin was suspended back in April of 2022. When he cross-checked Mark Borowiecki. And if I recall correctly, that was a pretty nasty play by Malkin. Who, just side note, Malkin, buddy, don't piss him off.
No.
He is one of those guys, he's super skilled. He kind of, like, him and Kucherov, you know, the they're highly skilled, but boy, if they snap, it is scary. But anyway, I'm kind of wishy-washy on the length of the suspension. How do you feel about the 4-game suspension?
I think it's heavy, but I do see where they're coming from. I personally think he should have got 2 games. Okay. I mean, I guess he has option to appeal it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't paid attention to yet to what he was really saying or anything like that.
Well, and I do just want to quickly say too, like Anderson's never been suspended before, so it is a bit of a heavy first suspension. He was fined, I guess, a couple years ago. Yeah. But this is his first suspension, so it is.
Yeah, I forget what he was fined for, does it say?
I don't think, but it's but regardless, like he's never been suspended before, so 4 games seems a bit long for that. I would say, yeah, I would probably agree with you, maybe 2, maybe 3, but I don't know, 4 seems a bit much.
I say, yeah, even 3, you know, 2 for hit to the head and then maybe tack on 1 more game for the timing of the hit.
Right.
Because yeah, they were already down 3-1. Like I said, I'm pretty sure it was zeros on the clock.
Right.
Yeah, which I was also baffled when I was watching this game because
baffled. That's a good word. All right.
Because fuck, now you threw my brain.
Oh no.
No, because this is not like Rasmus Anderson. Anderson is not typically a dirty player, but this was a dirty hit. I have seen dirtier, but I would put this in the classification. Nope. The baffled, that's the only big word that we get all episode.
Okay.
So enjoy that. But no, I would classify this as a dirty hit for sure.
Yeah. Now, moving right along, we got, I believe it was last week, week before, maybe even the week before that, we were talking about the NHL came out and put a ban on pride tape in the NHL. And we have our first first confirmed player in the NHL sporting the pride tape during a game. So we got Travis Dermott. Now, Travis Dermott used to play for the Leafs. He's now a member of the Arizona Coyotes. He's a longtime supporter of the LGBT community, would regularly wear pride tape when he was with the Leafs. And the Canucks, I believe, didn't. I think the Canucks had him for a bit. I could be wrong. Anyway, now, here's the thing. Because I don't know if you actually looked at the picture. It's such a tiny spot on the stick. So, like, that's the part where it just reconfirms for me. Why is there such an issue with this tape?
Well, see,
one noticed.
That spot is kind of brilliant because the rest of the tape is covered up anyway. So,
yeah,
he put rainbow or pride tape on the only part where you're really going to see it. So I think it's kind of a smart move, but
oh yeah, good placement. But and so
you're not wrong, like it's so little, so I don't know why the league itself has such a fucking issue on this situation.
Right, the league will be like, oh, we'll put an ad on the helmet. Oh, it's just small. Don't mind it. Okay, well, then how about the same for the tape? You know? I know, I get it, they make money from the sponsorships, but that's not, you know what I'm saying?
I bet that if there was a sponsorship on that tape, then they wouldn't care. Like, it's so dumb. Like,
right. Now, it's not clear if Dermott will actually be fined. The NHL is said to be reviewing it in due course. And I just, oh man, you know, I can't help but this is, there's two ways this can go, right? The NHL could be like, you know what? It's fine. Like, just use the tape. It's fine.
I just saw something.
What's up?
Because I really hope that wherever the next NHL team is going to get placed, whoever the big buyers are going to be, go up to Gary Bettman and say, we will only own this hockey team if our entire jerseys can be pride colors, like our home jerseys or whatever, like our main colors.
Yeah.
So then Bettman with his weird eyes can just stare blankly at fucking colors and be all grumpy and evil sitting on top of his piles of money that he has anyways.
Yeah.
piss me off.
I just, if this goes the other way and the league actually fines Travis Dermott for this, the outrage. but I do think, too, I could definitely see something where it's like, if the NHL was like, oh, they fined him $5,000, the maximum amount allowable under the CBA or whatever. And he's just like, okay, here's the $5,000, but then also I'll give $5,000 to like LGBT,
you know,
centers or anything like that, something to help out. I could definitely see it going that route as well.
Which,
but,
awesome. And I really hope if he does get fined that more players, if not all players, end up doing this. They all end up getting fined because,
well, there's no way they, you know what I mean? Like, it now, I don't want everybody to do it if they don't want to wear it. That's fine. You don't have to put the tape on.
No, yes, that's true.
But if guys like, because Travis Dermott isn't exactly an all-star, you know, he's a solid defenseman for sure. But imagine, you know, McDavid.
Matthews
puts on the pride tape. Really, the NHL is going to find that? Yeah, I don't know.
They would have to at this point if he is fined.
Well, I just want to say, while reading this article, I did find a typo.
Fucking nerd.
Well, it just threw me off because it says in this article, the Leafs traded Dermott to the Vancouver Canucks for a third round draft pick on March 20th, 20,222. So about 20,000 years into the future.
All right, notice.
18,000 years into the future. That's why I knew it. It just
and Canucks will still be trying to get the first cup by then.
Yeah. And the Flames will still be trying to get their second. Now.
So what? At least we got one.
Buddy, before you were born.
Yeah, lots of things happened before I was born.
You're a full-ass adult now.
Like half of the Riders Grey Cups happened before I was born. I'm still a fucking idiot and I'm still a fan. But I've also seen 50% of their
Grey
Cups. So.
Oh fuck boy. They win just enough
I to hate give you sports hope. So much.
Oh buddy. Try being a Canucks fan. Now, moving on to the Canadians. And, oh, man, last year they had injury trouble. And guess what? It started up once again. And this one really
is a big one.
So, Kirby Dach, crazy high draft pick. I think he was third overall pick by the Blackhawks a few years ago. And
you should have this shit memorized, Austin. Like, what's wrong with you?
Hey, it's 4 years ago. Drafted by the Blackhawks. Third overall. Get off my back.
Are you reading it? Or are you remembering
it? I'm making it up, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry that we don't have many producers yelling into
many
our
producers.
Ears, yelling into our ears.
We
the
are
answers.
The producers.
Exactly. We don't have a team over here.
So Kirby Dach, promising young player in Montreal. They got a promising young team, but Kirby Dach torn
ACL. How many times are you going to say his name?
Kirby motherfucking Dach.
That just makes me want to play the Kirby games on Switch.
Tore his ACL and MCL in his right knee. And will need surgery. Will miss the remainder of the season. Which the remainder of the season is a long time when Dach was injured in the home opener.
Yeah.
On Saturday. Oof. Not this Saturday, I guess last Saturday. right? Or this Saturday. No, it was this Saturday. No, it was last Saturday.
Then why didn't we talk about last episode?
Then it was this Saturday. No.
Then it was this Saturday.
It was announced this Saturday?
Who knows?
No, hold on. Hold on. The team announced Tuesday. That makes sense. Okay. It was last Saturday, but they announced it Tuesday, and that's what we didn't talk about last week. Bam. Figured it out.
Okay, good. We're not completely idiots. Just mostly.
Yeah, he was injured. They just didn't know the severity of the injury.
Well, that's pretty severe.
That's pretty severe. Sorry, I shouldn't laugh at the guy, but it's that is a setback. You know, you're trying to make it in this league, and but that's the thing, right? It happens. It's sports, and sometimes shit goes real bad.
And this is a key player for the Canadians as well, a player that they were going to lean on during their rebuild and shit. So it's terrible loss for both ends.
Oh, 100%. Now, this is kind of an interesting... I like this article.
Yeah, I saw it and I thought it might spark some type of conversation, but...
So, obviously, you know, over the past 20, 30 years, goaltending has gotten significantly better. Right?
On average, yeah.
Well, and especially, like, some of these high-end guys, like, it is... Like, guys like Vasilevsky, Price, Lundqvist, like... Stupid good. Now, obviously, one of them's still around, but now I got guys like Shesterkin. Anyway, I'm getting away from the point. Despite the fact that we're having a lot of these standout goalies, on average, last season, the average goaltender, the average save percentage was 904, and that's the lowest it's been in 18 years. Since it was 901 in 2005-2006. But 2005-2006 was special because that was obviously after the 04-05 lockout. And there was insane changes to the rules, smaller goalie equipment, more power plays. So, like, scoring went way up. Because the early 2000s, late 90s is known as, like, the dead puck. Right, where there was very low scoring games, and it was quite often or quite common where games would be like 2-1, 1-0. Like, it was rough.
I love watching those type of games myself.
See, I do sometimes, but like not always, you know, because here's the thing, they weren't always all. I'm not saying those low scoring games can't be good. But
that's
like,
true. Nowadays, we're not really used to seeing it all the time. So,
well, exactly. And also, like, there would be teams like the Devils who played the most boring style of hockey. They introduced what was called the trap. And essentially, it was just slow shit down, keep it to the outside, make Brodeur make easy saves as much as you can. And capitalize once or twice, you know, with that style of play. They only needed like 3, maybe 4 goals a game to win.
So are you saying Bedore isn't a good goalie? That's basically what you just said, word for word.
I'm not saying Bedore is a bad goalie by any stretch of the imagination. But let's put out this example. Okay, Vasilevsky. Absolutely incredible, right? Incredible.
He's okay.
He also happens to be on a dynasty team with incredible players, defense, forward, everyone, blocking shots, great defensive play. Would Vasilevsky be this good if he was, I don't know, in Buffalo?
On the Canucks? Oh, shit. Okay.
Buffalo. Or, you know, Arizona? I'm just saying, it's a good goaltender is obviously a good goaltender, but they're made better by having a solid play in front of them. And Brodeur definitely benefited from solid defensive play.
You're not wrong.
But he was also incredible. And his longevity, his ability to play 70-plus games a season, plus playoffs.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane.
Like, some of his records, especially, like, the games played, shit like that, those will never be broken. Because goalies don't work like that anymore. They max play in, like, the 60s, right?
And he was doing that type of shit at the close to the end of his career, too.
Oh, yeah. No, he did that right until, like, probably a season or two before the end. And then he went to St. Louis, and I hated that decision. But anyway, because I was always, like, a lifelong Brodeur fan, and he was a depth.
Right? Oh, I remember how big of a Brodeur fan you are.
Oh, yeah. He was my first favorite player. I wanted to be a goalie, and it was everything was about Brodeur. And then a little bit more Luongo because Canucks, but so back to the article. Sorry, a little bit of a sidetrack there. But goaltending isn't, despite the lower save percentage, I don't think goaltending is necessarily getting worse. I think, and this article points out, part of the reason is shooters. These players are so good. Like, I watch some of these plays, and it's not even just the Connor McDavids, the Matthews, the McKinnons, the, you know, it's not always those guys, you know, it's
no,
it's just the general skill level of these players has gotten so good. Their shots are so accurate, and like, and they're trying creative new stuff, and
they don't even think anymore. They just react.
But it's like they've trained for it, and it's it's seriously impressive. One guy in particular I just want to talk about real quick because he's super impressive. Jack Hughes.
Oh.
Jack Hughes is, he has 10 points through 4 games, which is the fastest New Jersey Devil to ever hit 10 points in the regular season. Now, to be fair, that's not super impressive because they're always on the lower scoring end of things, but I just keep an eye on Jack Hughes, man. He is here. I don't know if you saw the play against St. Nope. Louis, I think it was, but he made most of St. Louis on the ice look real dumb. He just kind of skated around everybody and then moved in and scored. Like, it was making them look dumb anyway.
Yeah, but when you have more players doing stuff like that, then it pulls it out of players you don't necessarily expect, and it's, yeah, the goalies aren't getting worse. No, that's for sure.
I think it's just more and more players, because it's, well, and it used to be too, you'd have at least a line, maybe two, of guy who can skate and can punch. So you kind of knew who could really shoot, but now, like, everyone's a threat. So, yeah, no, it's just interesting. Now, I did just want to, I had kind of an idea as we were starting this this area, but I do like the idea of just, like, a quick recap of a couple games that have been played, and just a little update, like, Capitals are playing terribly. Washington Capitals are playing terribly. Ovechkin still hasn't scored a goal this season.
See, I think they're at the point, which is weird to say this. Yes, they care about winning, but everyone that's left there, the core, it's just all they care about is how many goals is Ovechkin.
Right, and it's concerning because he hasn't scored any yet. So we'll see. He'll probably still put up 40 this year. Just watch. But Columbus has been a bit of a heater. They beat Minnesota, beat that shitty team from Alberta, the Southern one. I will say Canucks, like I said, they're going to win the cup. They beat the Panthers 5-3. What up?
Well, there's Colorado, Boston, they're both undefeated.
Vegas is 6-0.
Oh, yes, Vegas. That's the other team I think. And then Detroit on a 4-game win streak.
Detroit, I love DeBrincat there. He's got 5 goals already. People were talking about DeBrincat like he forgot how to score, and he didn't. Clearly, he didn't. Him and Larkin together, that speed, the skill, man. Ooh, boy.
This is the place and the point for me to vent a little bit. Now that you mentioned people saying that players have lost it and stuff like that. And
oh, I know where this is going.
For everyone out there that I've noticed and heard, be like, oh, Huberdeau, he's not the same player as he used to be. Blah, 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 blah. Well, first of all, if I'm not mistaken, he has 4 points in 4 games. Okay. That a point a game, that's a pretty lot better than most players in the NHL. And it's just so dumb that like you and I talked about it a little bit before, and you brought up how the salary cap has kind of ruined people's perspectives when it comes to players like Huberdeau. And I completely agree with you. Like, sure, he's probably getting paid a little too much, and people think, oh, for $10 million, he should be
10.5.
Sorry.
10.5, yeah. Can't forget. That's, hey, over 7 years, that's $3.5 million.
That's true. what's happening on my computer? It is a little too much, but when you put in perspective of people on the same talent level and same caliber that's putting out the same amount of points, they're also getting paid similar amount of money, if not more. Sure, he's not putting up the McDavid type of points, but neither is McDavid right now. McDavid isn't putting up the McDavid type of points.
Well, and actually, he was in a bit of discomfort last game. He might be injured.
I also saw that. So,
I don't know what's going on with the Oilers.
I don't know. I just, lots of the stuff that's been coming out for all these players and this and that. Oh, excuse me. Like, even when Matthews got the 2 hat tricks in a row, people are like, oh, he's going to get a billion goals and blah, 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 blah. It's only a week or two into the season. Calm your tits.
Yeah. Speaking of Matthews, and more less specifically, but the Leafs, I will say they showed some resiliency in the game against Tampa Bay. Coming into the game, they were talking about Mikhail Sergachev, the defenseman for the Lightning, basically came out and said, like, somebody asked him about the series or whatever, and he's like, yeah, you know, we got to feel like they normally do, kind of thing, in regards to losing out in the first round. And then first period, Leafs score first, and then Tampa Bay was like, we're going to score 3 times. Kucherov had 2, but Bam Bam, Matthew Nyes, first and second goals of his regular season career. This is a player to watch out for. This is kind of why I brought this up. And he was recently put on a line with Max Domi. Max Domi assisted on both of his goals, and Domi definitely needed this because he was definitely a bit of a floater so far with the Leafs. I don't know, man. This Leafs team might be a little different. And it's funny too, because I'm gonna call myself out here. So,
what's the number to call yourself out on?
867-5309.
Okay.
Area code.
I'm going to dial it right now.
So, continue. In the first period of the Leafs game, I tweeted, in quotation marks, because people have been talking, oh, the Leafs finally have some grit. And I said, and? You know, my God, this team is brutal. Something's got to give. And then I retweeted myself after the game. And all I said,
no, was, you re-exed yourself, Austin.
Shut the fuck up. and I just, all I said was, listen here, idiot. And it's a great example of why you shouldn't jump to conclusions early, especially in the first period of a game. It's a little silly. But, hey.
A week-ish into the season.
Sports are about overreaction. Sports, we are fans. You know what the word fan comes from? Comes from fanatic.
I know.
We are over-emphatic. We are stupid when it comes to sports, and I love it.
Stupid also, with a capital P-H.
Connor Bedard became the youngest player in Blackhawks history to score a power play goal. He was 18 years old and 96 days. Now,
that's gross.
That was the first goal he scored, or second goal he scored at home, I think, maybe.
What were you doing at 18 years old?
Living with, you know.
Oh, yeah.
because I moved out when I moved out of the house when I was like 17. Now that might sound young to some folks, but I just have a late birthday. That's all.
I also did the similar thing, yeah, and ended up at the similar location.
It's true. We actually, yeah.
Well, I mean, same.
What do you mean? Well, I mean, similar, because we weren't like in the same room.
That's a different podcast. That's a different podcast.
That one's called Talking Stone After Dark.
No, doesn't work.
That's going to be our next podcast.
No.
Sure is, buddy.
No, that's the true Talking Stone while getting stuff.
Oh, dear Lord. So, football?
Getting stuffed.
Okay, yeah, no, we got it. No, that was so loud. It was so loud. What? Oh, hey, look. I know why you don't like football.
Yeah, we'll get there. It didn't start out great, though, as a Rider fan, start of the week. But yes, it is time for football. And Calgary Stampeders went to BC.
And boy, did they stampede.
Yes. Forty-one-16 over the Lions.
Oh no, you're just gonna okay. I was just gonna say I just love the series. Yes. Yes, they did. Tune in more later after in at 11 when and after these.
If you saw how my hands were together too, I'm all serious right now.
Yes, indeed. Indubitably.
Indubitably.
Yep, nailed it.
Flawless.
Flawless.
Once we actually smart up and figure out how to do video, you'll all get to see this crap.
Oh God.
Our
pretty faces.
Yeah. So where was I at? Yeah, the Lions failed me. Failed me hard.
Uh-oh.
Because, well, as Ryder fan, we needed, I mean, it doesn't matter because the Riders lost anyways. But I'm just so frustrated with football right now. I don't know where to go.
I can't imagine why.
BC was never in this game. They turned the ball over, to my knowledge, I think 3 times. The Stampeders scored a touchdown off of all 3 turnovers. So that's 21 points. Take that away, then it's a completely different game. You can't be turning the ball over that many times, even against a team like Calgary that sucks really bad, but are still in the playoffs because the fucking Rough Riders suck even more. And 2 years, Morgan, you have to wait to get to the Riders before you can go off on them. All right, speed this up, Morgan. Jake Mayer, 10 for 21, 123 yards, 2 touchdowns. He played a solid game. Calgary's been playing like a team that actually wants to make the playoffs for the 18th straight year.
Oh, jeez.
Here's a fun little fact for you, Austin. You like facts and stats and...
sometimes.
Whatnot. I forget the exact year, but since the 1930s, there's been an Albertan team, either Calgary or Edmonton, in the playoffs.
Damn.
We were all hoping that this was going to be the first year that both teams were not in the playoffs in quite some time. But no. Stampeders have to do what Stampeders somehow, when we think they're down and out, they squeeze into the playoffs at best. 7-11 record at best.
Yeah.
I can already see the 24/7 hour open 24/7 bullshit memes coming out first. It's going to be dumb and they're going to be wiped out. Well, actually, this is a Western semifinal preview because Calgary and BC are going to be seeing each other in the playoffs. So next
BC
week,
better pull up their pants if they're going to get past them.
I think they will because they did. Yes, they did start Vag and he went 9 for 13, 116 yards, 1 interception.
Did you just say Vag?
Mm-hmm. And, but he only played the first half. And they're like, well, he was a little shooken up. No sense risking. They already know they're in the playoffs. They still had an outside shot at getting first place. But that's not as important as just making the playoffs.
Right.
And then Dane Evans came in. Played decent, 14 for 20, 125 yards, 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. Well, He had three interceptions. We had the one touchdown. So, yeah, they were playing vanilla style football this game.
Vanilla style? What's wrong with vanilla? I like vanilla.
Vanilla is delicious, but it's basic.
Wow.
I went there.
You basic.
Okay, and then there was something happening between 2 and 5. and then after that, there was the Edmonton Elks.
We always do it in order.
It's not about doing it in order. I wasn't going to do it at all. Fuck.
Oh, okay.
But oh, yes, God. Dad, I'll do my homework.
Don't call me Dad. That's weird.
Trondor, I could call you Daddy. Is that better?
Oh, that is so much worse. Please never call me that ever. Ever again. Jesus Christ. Were you saying something, or you just...
Yeah, my brain's barking right now. Because I know my girlfriend's going to be listening to this. And I want to say, I love you, and I'm kidding, obviously.
Obviously not kidding.
Fuck.
It's pretty obvious, Morgan. Come on.
The Toronto Argonauts went to Regina and played against Saskatchewan's best team currently, the Saskatoon Hilltops. And I'm kidding. Although the Hilltops probably would have actually beat them because the Hilltops are actually playing really well right now. They played. You were supposed to laugh at my terrible joke, but
you just called it terrible. Why would I laugh at it?
To make me feel better.
No.
Okay. Well, try and make the writers feel better because their season is done-ski. And yeah, I was trying to think of a clever word to say. My brain thought of nothing. They lost 29-26 to the Argos. It was, well, actually, the Riders did come out with a bang. I will say that. I won't be completely down on them. The first half was solid. But just like all year, definitely in the past 7 games, which, by the way, 2 years in a row to end the season, they lost 7 straight. So,
oof.
Yeah, not a good look on the coaches.
Well,
also, the head coach that doesn't have a contract after this off season. Same with the GM. But I think the president, the GM, and the head coach, and the OC, and the DC should all be fired.
Oof, just clean house.
Clean house. My phone number is boop, 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 boop. The Riders can contact me. And I know with my own butthole, I would do a better job than what the coaches.
Well, also, the Riders probably already have your number, right? You're a season ticket holder.
That's true. Okay, well, thanks a lot. I didn't have to give my number out like an idiot.
I think, well, hey, how about this? We'll beep it out. Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
I really don't know why the Argos played Chad Kelly at all this game, because they probably could beat the Riders with their backups regardless. So, but I mean, it's really hard for a team to win when you don't know how to make second half adjustments. That's keep doing the same stuff, but do it worse in the second half somehow.
Chad they should Kelly, bring you in.
What?
You should be the coach.
Duh. Or at least the GM. Be a GM.
I like how you say at least the GM.
I could be a coach. I wouldn't be able to be a OC or a DC because I'm not smart enough to draw plays. But I could lay down the hammer, I tell you what.
Lay down the hammer.
Yeah. Chad Kelly went 18 for 25, 275 yards, one touchdown, one interception, and he played three quarters of the game, and then Cameron Dukes came in for the fourth and went 10 for 15, 115 yards, and that's all she wrote, folks.
That is all she wrote.
Another reason why I'm also very, very pissed off, because like I already mentioned, I didn't go to this game, and boy, am I glad I didn't, because guess what I got to do when the game was over and not drive 2.5 hours back to my house is just press input on my TV a couple times and turn on my PS5 and start playing video games.
A little more convenient.
A lot more convenient. And also, my friends didn't have to see me cry.
Yep.
Although, Jake Dolgella probably played one of his better, definitely his best half of football he's ever played. He went 30 for 45, 429 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions. Both of the interceptions, 100% though, on him. The first one, I don't know where he was throwing it to in the end zone. It was, I think Gaynor was the closest Rough Rider to the football, and he was out of bounds. But at least I hope so. Although, maybe they should try Gaynor at O-line. They might do a better job.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Where was I going with this? Oh, yeah, and then the second interception was the last play. Well, more or less the last play. Last play for the Rough Riders offense of the game, their season, and all that great deal. And now, going to... Oh, wait. I guess I should talk about the... Oh, we're already at the hour mark. All right. I'm almost done. This game won't take me long. I'm done with the Riders.
Okay. Yeah.
They forever. Actually, no, I'm not done with the Riders yet. They need to figure some shit out, and I really hope this all season they're not scared and just do something. I know there's some names out there, you know, but I don't know. I don't know what to do anymore, man. And neither do the Edmonton Elks, because they also suck.
That's true.
They lost to Winnipeg Blue Bombers 45-25. That score is Flatters. And I know I say Flatters when they still lost by 20 points. The Elks, because I think it was at the start of the second half, something like that, the Elks got a kick return. Here, I'm just trying to find it real swift. Like, I can't.
Yeah, real swift. Like,
real swift. Like, yeah, it was a kick return. Let's just say that. And if people disagree, come at me.
Yeah, tweet at us. Let us know.
Yeah. Or
TikTok us. I don't know. Follow us.
Do something, please. Anything.
Yeah, you could just come to my house. My address is beep, 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 beep.
Boop. They reset his address in Morse code. You can figure it out. Then
it did actually kind of sound like Morse code, didn't it?
Fuck, I'm completely thrown off, dude. Oh, yes, the 25 points. The Elks ended up getting a kick return for a touchdown. So that 25 flatters the Elks a little bit. So Trey Ford went 12 for 22, 288 yards, zero touchdowns, zero interceptions. Nothing much going on all game. Even his rushing, which everyone speaks highly of, was two carries for 14 yards. Yeah, not great. I mean, yes, he's quarterback, but even their running back, Kevin Brown, went five carries for 41 yards. So also not great. And Zach Claro's in a game where at this point they already know, Winnipeg already knew that they locked up first place after BC lost fucking Calgary. He went 13 for 16, 125 yards, one touchdown. He didn't have to do much to win the game. Drew Brown, who came in the second half, went 7 for 7, 94 yards, two touchdowns. I mean, that right there tells me best quarterback in the CFL, and he should get MVP. So,
yeah, obviously.
No, Winnipeg is obviously going to be the team to beat in the playoffs for the West, and it's going to be Toronto in the East. And I expect to see both of them in Hamilton for a Grey Cup repeat. So,
yeah.
There was one other thing I put in here, but it doesn't matter. Well, shoot, I'll say it won't take very long. Nathan Rourke, who's Canadian, great quarterback, played for BC last year. He got called up to the active roster to the Jaguars, and he didn't end up playing last game on Thursday, but I mean, that's kind of cool to be coming from the CFL and then first attempt in the NFL, all of a sudden you're up at the active roster. So
it's pretty cool.
Although he did have a insane preseason. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anything else at all that you want to add?
That's it, Buckaroo.
Well, that's all I got as well. I'm very excited. Even though the Riders aren't in the playoffs, I'm still excited to watch some. Yes, we still have a week left, but
getting close.
We are, and it's kind of funny because the two teams that have a bye week in week 21 are already out of the playoffs anyway, so, and that's Edmonton and the Riders, so there you go. Yeah. But everyone out there, stay stoned and stay safe.
Bye.
I was wondering if it's coming here or not. I was like,
I almost forgot. I completely forgot. All right. Bye.